This is my first
nice
visit
talking to
Taiwan.
You.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to
Excuse
say so.
Excuse me? How can I get to the
Taipei
Palace Museum?
Taipei is an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语。
我说英语。
他也说英语。
英语你我他。
听众朋友大家好。欢迎收听英语你我他。我是方季晴。
我是阿 B。
今天呢我们要讨论的是被动语态。在中文里面其实我们也有被动，比如说我打他他就被我打了，对不
对
被我揍了。但是有些呢听起来就没有被动的感觉，比如说前一阵子李安导演得到奥斯卡奖，对不对？
对。
哇，大家都很兴奋。
是。
很兴奋你会想到被动吗？感觉很像主动，对不对？
对啊。
啊，像或者说一不小心把杯子碰到然后掉地，糟糕，杯子破了。
嗯哼。
那个杯子破了你会想到被动吗？
好难。
也没有，
想不出来。
对不对？所以其实被动语态在中文里面比较没那么明显，但是英文呢是自己不会做而是外力使它造成一个结果的，这种都要用被动语态。
是。
我们先来看看被动语态它是一个什么样的一个形式呢？它很特别，它是 be 动词后面加过去分词，所以听众朋友过去分词动词三态
非常重要哦。
对，非常重要哦。不光是过去式，过去分词都要好好的记。那怎么改呢？我们先讲一个主动的句子，比方说 Jack 把窗子打开， JackOpened the window.
Jack opened the window.
他已经把窗打开了，所以我们用过
去
式 opened. 那窗子是怎么样呢？是不是被 Jack 给
打
开
了？
打
开
了，
对。
Jack 是主词 ，opened 是动词。
动词。
The window 是它的受词。
是。
在这顺便提醒一下，可以改成被动语态的，一定是一个及物动词。
嗯，
所以主词加及物动词加受词。
对。
那改成被动呢，就是那个受词变成主词了。
嗯，
也就是 the window 变成主词。
是。
然后动作呢是窗子是被
打
开。打
开的。
所以 opened 就变成 be 动词加它的过去分词。因为是过去式，所以 the window was opened。
The window was opened。
被谁呢？我们可以加一个 by 某个人，所以 by Jack。
by Jack。
The window was opened by Jack。
The window was opened by Jack。
所以 Jack opened the window， 这是主动的语态。
Jack opened the window。
改成被动呢，就变成
The window was opened by Jack。
好，再举个例子好了，猫追老鼠，猫叫做。
Cat
老鼠叫
Mouse
追呢我们用 Chase
Chase
C-H-A-S-E Chase
Chase
比如说有一只猫追一只老鼠 The cat chased the mouse
The cat chased the mouse
那老鼠被猫来追，照刚刚那样改法，老鼠当主持了 The mouse 被追就要变成
Was chased
Was chased 被猫啊，所以要加一个介系词
Was chased by the cat
所以变成 The mouse was chased by the cat
The mouse was chased by the cat
好，我们讲到被动语态咯，那到底什么时候使用呢？为什么一定要用到被动语态呢？第一个就是说我们不知道做那个动作的人是谁，或者认为做动作的那个人不重要。怎么说呢？比方说他的车被偷了，谁偷的不重要，对不对？我们也不知道是谁偷的，重点是车子被偷了。
被偷了，
所以主词是车子 his car。
对，
被偷，偷那个字叫做 steal S-T-E-A-L， 它的动词三态 steal stole
stolen
没错，所以被偷被动语态是 be stolen。 那你想想看会有什么时态，他车被偷了，
已经被偷了，
过去，
过去
发生了，
是。
所以 be 动词是 was， 所以他的车被偷了，
His car was stolen.
完全正确。His car was stolen. 因为被谁偷不重要，对不对？
不重要。
或者是根本不知道是谁。
对。
再举个例子，比方说那边有一栋房子非常古老了。那栋房子是在1900年建造的。哇，已经有100年了。
对。
所以房子被建造，谁建造不重要。
不重要。
所以 the house 被建造。动词三态 build, built,
built,
built, B-U-I-L-D, 后面改成 B-U-I-L-T,
T,
所以 the house
was built in 19th century.
错，好，1900年，那个零零，我们用100那个字代替 1900. The house was built in 1900.
The house was built in 1900.
好，这是第一种状况。第二种状况呢，就是接受者是我们强调的重点。这怎么说呢？比方说，很多车祸噪音于酒后驾驶，对不对？酒后驾车就造成车祸了。但是我要强调车祸，就把车祸拿来当主词 ，accidents 当主词，
是
many accidents 被造成了，对不对？
是，
所以要用 are
caused，
是不是被什么造成的？酒后驾车，酒后驾车叫做 drunken driving，
drunken driving，
d r u n k e n， drunken driving，
drunken driving，
所以整句话呢就可以说成。
Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
对 ，Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
因为车祸了，就有人丧生了。非常不幸的是，十个人在车祸中丧生。我强调，十个人死掉了。所以 ，ten people 当主词
是
那十个人丧生。你会用什么动词？
之前我们有学一个字叫 kill。
好 ，kill 通常就是指意外的死亡，
对，
不是自然的 die，、对不对？尤其是灾难当中，所以我们会说 ten people were killed。
Ten people were killed。
那在车祸当中 ，in the traffic accident。
In the traffic accident。
好，车祸你加不加 traffic 也没关系哈，你可以讲 car accident, traffic accident, 或者直接用 accident, 因为它就是一个意外的事件。Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
Drill time.
练习时间。
现在我们就来练习一下今天学到的几个句子。窗子是 Jack 打开来的。The window was opened by Jack.
The window was opened by Jack.
The window was opened by Jack.
The window was opened by Jack.
老鼠被猫追。The mouse was chased by the cat.
The mouse was chased by the cat.
The mouse was chased by the cat.
The mouse was chased by the cat.
他的车被偷了。His car was stolen.
His car was stolen.
His car was stolen.
His car was stolen.
那栋房子是在1900年建造的。The house was built in 1900.
The house was built in 1900.
The house was built in 1900.
The house was built in 1900.
许多车祸噪音于酒后驾车。Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
Many accidents are caused by drunken driving.
十个人车祸中丧生。Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
Ten people were killed in the traffic accident.
今天我们时间又到咯，我是方巨琴，
我是阿 B，
拜拜。